creators should make money at the end of the day. That's going to be very hard because unit economics are not paying off. February, I think, of 2020 is where I resigned from Flipkart, and March is COVID. And I was like, yaar, ye to maine kya kar diya? But 105 million people have installed the app.
Wow.
About 140k creators every month go live on the platform. We don't have any ads, any subscriptions. It's nothing like any other consumer platform you would have seen. This month where we actually did monetization, we had hit 1 million in ARR. Never given the number out publicly. So this might actually be the first time. Now we are at a 20 million ARR.
Really? Networking out of social networking is gone.
Correct.
Right, so it's content and it's one way. It's asynchronous, as you call it.
AI has made it very simple.
What are the things you took away from Flipkart which made success at Elo a lot more kind of guaranteed? Welcome to the barbershop. I know this episode has been one we have been wanting to do for a long time.
Thank you for having me, Shantanu. I mean, big fan of the entire podcast and great to sort of be here. Absolutely.
Awesome. I wanted to actually start off by just knowing more about Elo. It's such a fascinating company that you've built. 85 million plus in terms of users, downloads. But tell me about the vision and tell me about how you've executed on that vision over the last 5 years and where you are today. I think that'll be a good starting point for our viewers.
Sounds good. I think Elo, let me actually start with the name.
That
could be very interesting. So the whole idea was very simple. Came from, and it's almost like a three-step act. Came from a very personal space where before starting this, I was with Flipkart for about 5 years. And before that, I used to be with Procter. So I've through and through been consumer, right? I keep telling my VCs that I don't have a bone of sass in my body. So all through consumer, had two areas of passion predominantly. And I'm actually from a non-technical background. I'm a psychology graduate from St. Xavier's. So used to do...
Bombay.
Mm. So used to do some amount of theater and all of that there. So Elo as a passion was... Largely, I want to do something in the creator economy. I was very clear about that. 2019, when I was at Flipkart, I actually started managing my mom's YouTube channel.
Okay.
That's the backstory.
What is your mom's YouTube channel?
She is a yoga instructor.
Arre, wow, that we share that. My mom is a yoga instructor also.
Awesome.
Okay.
So, Swasthya Sadhana karke, we had a yoga channel. We had a YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I used to upload content. Main bhi seekh raha tha. I was trying to understand how does this work. What are these thumbnails that people are getting obsessed about and all of that, right? And I realized in 6-8 months of managing that channel that this is not going anywhere. It's very hard for a new age creator to break into YouTube.
Correct.
I mean, it's so skewed as a power law for the top 1% that if you're absolutely starting out getting views, understanding the algo, knowing what content works, long form, short form, it's like a complete black box. Realized a couple of things while doing that if the modern day creator or if creators have to succeed now, they need to do two things. One, own the relationship with their fans, followers, so that you don't depend on platforms like YouTube for ads. You can directly own that relationship, own monetization, own distribution. And you need to be creating content in something which is very authentic. Thought about life, thought about commerce, multiple ideas there. But that just gave me a pathway that I need to do something in this space. Mm. That was the trigger point. Because I was very well settled at Flipkart. So there was no...
What were you doing at Flipkart before we go?
At Flipkart, I used to lead multiple P&Ls. So used to, at my peak, lead a P&L of about 300 million accessories, then managed kids, did central at a point of time, footwear. So bunch of categories there. Saw through, I think, 4 to 5 big billion days. So moved to Flipkart in 2015 when e-commerce wasn't as obvious a choice as it seems now. So tabhi to, like at my campus when Flipkart had come, एट दैट टाइम पीपल वर लाइक यार यहाँ क्यों जाना है, पीएनजी था, एचयूएल था,
पीएनजी लाइक द क्रेम डे ला क्रेम, राइट?
यस एब्सोल्युटली, पीएनजी आ गया डी जीरो रिक्रूटर, वहाँ पे आपको जाना है, एचयूएल आ गया डी जीरो रिक्रूटर, वहाँ जाना है, फ्लिपकार्ट एट दैट टाइम वाज़ अ डे वन रिक्रूटर, डे वन डे टू रिक्रूटर, तो कैंपस से तो अप्लाई नहीं किया. 2015 पोस्ट पीएनजी लैटरल गिग फ्लिपकार्ट, सो या प्रायर टू स्टार्टिंग इलो इलो आई वॉज देयर. द होल मोटिवेशन टू मूव आउट, एंड इट्स वेरी हार्ड टू मूव आउट वैन यू लाइक वेल सेटल्ड, आप प्रमोट हो रहे हो, यू आर डूइंग वेल एंड यू नो मैरिड एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट, तो लग रहा था कि यार अभी तो सही चल रहा है. द होल कीड़ा टू स्टार्ट एट दैट टाइम केम बिकॉज आई वाइल मैनेजिंग दैट यूट्यूब चैनल आई रियलाइज कि यार यहाँ पे ना कुछ बड़ा बन सकता है, वो यूट्यूब पे नहीं बनेगा, इट विल हैव टू बी अ सेपरेट प्लेटफॉर्म. आई रिसर्च अबाउट पेट्रियन, आई रिसर्च अबाउट एवरीथिंग, एंड आई रियलाइज दैट ओनली प्लेटफॉर्म्स विच प्रोवाइड टूल्स आर नॉट गोना कट इट. क्रिएटर्स नीड डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन अलॉन्ग विथ मोनेटाइजेशन. दैट वॉज इनफ एज अ ट्रिगर कि एक थॉट है, समथिंग आई वॉन्ट टू डू अराउंड दिस स्पेस, एंड आई वॉन्टेड द, सो नाउ कम्स टू द नेम, है ना, कि कैसे नाम रखा, क्या रखा. द होल आइडिया वॉज आई वॉज वेरी फैसिनेटेड बाई द नेम टिकटॉक. मुझे लगता था यार कि द नेम दैट अ प्लेटफॉर्म शुड हैव इन दिस डे एंड एज शुड बी समथिंग दैट कैन बी प्रोनाउंस्ड ग्लोबली, एनी बडी कैन यूज दैट नेम, एंड इट शुड बी समथिंग वेरी मेमोरेबल. I liked the concept of a platform where people could talk, people could interact. तो मुझे नाम मेरे दिमाग में बार बार hello के around आ रहा था. So the thought was कि hello hello ऐसा कुछ अगर हो तो it would be very cool. But वो obviously नाम नहीं रख सकते, बहुत बड़ा होगा, it'll be horrible for ASO, SEO, everything. So I just took the H and the double L out. The etymology that we came up with was elo elo. Of course, if you play chess, elo is a score and all of that. But didn't want to complicate it. Naam achha sound kar raha tha. It was actually the only name. We never had a plan B or anything. Called up a few of my friends. Said that I'm building something. I'm thinking of this name. If I tell you I'm building something in this name, what do you think the platform would be? They were like, kuch fun sa sound kar raha hai. Is it like some, that time short videos were trending and all of that. They were like, is it around that? As I'm not telling you because I'm also not clear ki kya bana raha hu, but something in the consumer tech space, etc. Had a vague idea what I wanted to do, and registered domain mil raha tha. So that is another big thing as a founder that you start thinking. Got the domain Jan, Feb, I think of 2020 is where I resigned from Flipkart.
Wow, what a time, man.
And March is COVID. So resigned next month COVID and lockdown at home. And I was like, यार ये तो मैंने क्या कर दिया है, बिकॉज
नो सैलरी ड्यूरिंग कोविड,
नथिंग नथिंग, नो सैलरी इज नथिंग. थैंकफुली आई वॉज देयर फॉर अबाउट 5 years, तो आई हैड प्लान्ड फॉर अ डेकेड. ऑनेस्टली वेन यू स्टार्ट समथिंग, अकॉर्डिंग टू मी, हैविंग स्पोकन टू लॉट ऑफ पीपल, एंड कोई ऐसा जनरेशनल वेल्थ तो है नहीं दैट यू नो यू हैव अ लॉट ऑफ लग्जरी और समथिंग, बट हैड सेव्ड इनफ, हैड डन इनफ वर्क इन एट दैट टाइम. आई बिन वर्किंग सिंस 2013 नाउ. So I was like, yeah, itna enough hai and my wife works and stuff that we're going to be comfortable, we're going to be okay, even if there's no income for a lot of years. But I really wanted to give this a shot. So at that point of time, it was just very unpredictable because when COVID hit, you're dealing with something that the whole world is figuring out for the first time.
Yes.
And you're figuring out starting up for the first time.
Yeah, so it's two huge variables. It's two variables.
Unknowns that sort of came together. So that was actually quite a crazy period. But matlab, that was the whole starting point. And from then to now, I mean, the journey has been amazing. Like personally learning a lot about this space. We're building what we call as ourselves as a live social entertainment product.
Okay.
Right? A live social entertainment platform rather. The whole idea was very simple that social platforms today are no longer social.
Say more about this. Like, yeah. So, what is a live social entertainment platform? Like, these are four unique words.
Yes.
So, break this up and tell me what Elo Elo is.
Let me actually try to become like a historian of social media for you. And let me paint the picture. I'll paint the picture from my college days to now.
Correct.
So, what I call as from Yahoo chat rooms to Discord servers. Right?
ASL chat rooms.
Yes. So MSN Messenger, Yahoo chat, a very formative way of the internet were chat rooms. Like Netscape Navigator hota tha, and there were other things at that time. Google, alltheweb.com, couple of sort of search engines, and you used to have two defaults, Yahoo Messenger and MSN.
Correct.
So ASL, all that. The whole idea at that time was strangers, you could trust, it was non-judgmental, it was fun, you're in college, you're talking to people, you're exploring on a very large desktop, aur uspe aap sort of baat kar rahe ho, you're going in cyber cafes and all of that and talking to people. That was the starting point. From then, I think we went on to your Orkut, MySpace, Facebook. Then you had your... Then I think that's where everything changed.
Correct.
Started from like a social graph. Has moved completely to what is now a content graph. What I mean by a content graph is you now see more and more content that is personalized for you. You must have rarely ever chatted with, like, I don't know when was the last time you log into Facebook, for example, because most of your friends are not there anymore. WhatsApp is, of course, the best tool for communication, but that's first person network. When was the last time you chatted with somebody completely new who was not in your network and that too online, right? So the whole idea around this space is that 1P networks are now almost dead. Like 1P is first person networks like Facebook, etc. Nobody is around there. Most of the social platforms now are about consuming content asynchronously and giving you bite-sized dopamine. That, of course, works like crazy for an ad-based platform. That's terrible for IAPs, for in-app purchases, for anybody who wants to monetize, like users within that, etc. So the whole thought...
And there's no networking
there. There's nothing. I mean, the only network that... Like, you don't need to share anything on YouTube to anybody else. It's your... How I define it is, there's... So you ask me, like, how do you break down live social entertainment together, right? Entertainment, let's talk about that. Entertainment ke bhi do hisse hain. I would say there is your personal entertainment and then there is social entertainment.
Okay.
Your personal entertainment as a frame, as a mental model, right? Like anything you watch on Instagram is your me time. A lot of content that's consumed on Instagram is usually either during travel. Men would consume it during the bathroom, that I'm just watching a lot of content. A lot of content you consume on YouTube as well would be around that. It's personal entertainment, OTT as well, to a large extent. There is a very large component of social entertainment as well. Gaming traditionally, especially multiplayer, when you're playing with others, technically the bottle or the box where it should fit in is social entertainment, because there's a high that you get of meeting people, and the emotion is very similar. You're meeting people over a shared interest, typically talking in a language that you understand. So it's typically your mother tongue or whichever language you're comfortable with. And you're sharing something which is a passion. You're talking, you're interacting. And that there's
and you're experiencing something together.
Correct. You're experiencing something together. So the whole idea is that a lot of your choices right now are around personal entertainment. For middle India especially, there's hardly anything for social entertainment. The same is not true globally. Globally, you have Discord, you have Twitch. In China, you have YY Group, Bigo, Kuaishou, multiple sort of platforms which are massive, especially. And when you talk about social entertainment, it has to be something which is synchronous. It can't be async.
What is synchronous and async?
We both have to be live at the same time. Like, this is a conversation. This is enjoyable because we are next to each other and we can exchange the voice notes, the emotions can be felt. So realize that live is going to be a massive, massive category. Entertainment needs to be more social than what it is right now. Researched a lot around it, saw behavior. Iloilo went through a journey of its own, its own pivots, etc. We actually stumbled upon the live format while experimenting a lot of things. And
so how did you start? What was the first product? Like what?
The first product was Creator Commerce.
Similar to Hyped or some of these ones?
Similar to what would be at that time, it was us, there was Bulbul, there was Simsim. A lot of content platforms which would have commerce tagged to it. Ki I can recommend you products and there is mostly a link within that. So we tried that within wellness, we tried that within other categories. And that had its own sort of moment. It took us to about 30,000-40,000 users. We were good at building product. I understood. We were like six of us. Good at building product, good at sort of understanding the user. But I realized very quickly while building this, because there was that Flipkart muscle within that as well, it's going to be very hard to sustain some unit economics or build this in a way that the true passion that we had, that creators should make money at the end of the day, that's going to be very hard because unit economics are not paying off. Your ultimately logistics costs can be brutal in that. So we had actually experimented with a live streaming format called Musical Chairs. Kahani kafi interesting hai. So we did a Musical Chairs format. We had built a very rudimentary React Native game at that time. And we said we'll get 8-10 people in this. There's songs that the creator was playing. And at the end of the day, whoever wins gets a special offer on the commerce products that we were selling, because we wanted to increase engagement. We realized that the game is around retention and engagement. Let's sort of crack that using gamification, other formats. The engagement in that format just hit through the roof.
Really?
Yeah. So people were coming in, people were queuing up to be in that sort of ring of eight people for whom music would play. They were enjoying it so much. We were like, yaar, ye humne kya bana diya? People are actually liking it a lot. And that one day had very different metrics from all of the other sort of days before that. So March or April, March of 2021 is where we had launched our first live stream. So that is actually the birth of Elo Elo, that we said ki yaar isko banate hain. I think we have PMF here. Went back to our investors, Waterbridge, etc., and said that, look, this is something that we are getting a lot of conviction on. We think this could be very large. We are getting into a lot of unknowns here, but we will figure it out.
Where you get people to engage and then you have like an incentive at the end of it.
Yes. So at that time, we had actually made it very simple. We said we will build games inside live streams. So we had built games like musical chairs. We had built games which are very participative. The whole thesis was very simple, continues to be, that we will ask people to interact and we'll create what is a very lean forward mechanism inside live streams. So you can play games, you can comment, you can talk. And we then launched something called co-streaming, where you as a user, you're typically just watching live stream. Like Instagram pe koi live kar raha hai, you can only watch, you can appreciate, at best you can send a heart. On Elo Elo, we launched something called co-stream, where you could request to be on a video call. And while hundreds of people are watching, you're sharing that stage with that creator. And the creator can invite like many others in that. I think that changed the game a lot. So interactive entertainment is what we leaned towards while building this. And then one thing led to another, like retention went through the roof, engagement went through the roof. People were spending like 30, 35 minutes, 40 minutes on the platform a day.
Watching
and interacting. So
With creators.
So
wow.
I'll give you an interesting stat. Even at this point of time.
And creators, why were creators coming and doing this?
Why were creators coming and doing this was very simple. So at that time, so a lot of creators at that time wanted to do live. They knew
the
format.
To sell their stuff or to...
Some of them want... The earlier DNA was to sell their stuff. So they were already with us. They were like, yeah, we like the platform. The platform maintained a couple of things which were very interesting. One, extremely user-friendly UX. Second, we focused a lot on trust and safety. Live platforms can go either way if you don't moderate, etc. So we were very clear that we want to build it for a very family audience, very clean, very fun vibe. Third was, we had actually created a revenue model with creators where we said XYZ deliverables honge, you need to get this kind of an engagement, this kind of a sort of retention. We added virtual coins, etc., that people could sort of engage you with, and we'll give you a very small incentive if you start coming, because we had to growth hack supply. We realized that demand is not the problem. There is massive demand. We need good supply. Creators liked what we were doing. And my whole point around
demand
that,
is like viewers were there, but
viewers were there.
The content had to be created.
The content had to be created. And what we realized was that the creator economy, my starting point itself, there is actually no monetization beyond the top 5-10%. You don't get brand deals. You barely get any ad revenue from YouTube.
Correct.
You can put out content with millions of views, you'll get payment which is in the few hundreds. So it doesn't really make your life any better. So they liked the live streaming part. They knew there's potential monetization here if I get in early and if I'm able to sort of build my community, etc. It's the same possible vibe with which a lot of gamers would have gone to Discord at a point of time in US. So they came to us, they started streaming, they liked it. And the platform has just sort of grown in the last, it's been about 3 years since we've been operational. And yeah, I mean, the metrics, you said we're at about 105 million people who have installed the app.
Wow.
About 140K creators every month go live on the platform. They're not, what I would say is that I'll add a qualifier. These are not PGC or professional sort of creators.
Yeah.
This is largely UGC.
Would it be someone like a mom who would kind of go and like,
it could be,
make a live about her yoga?
Yes, it could be. So I'll give you an example. Last month, a farmer went live on the platform and he was just live streaming from there. He showed his farm. He showed his produce. It's not commerce. He's just chatting. We now have no live selling or anything. Now it's just a streaming platform where you could be a singer, you could be an astrologer, you could be just a chit-chat, you could be great at chit-chat. You could be a radio RJ who's now not getting that kind of views because radio as a medium has sort of died down a bit. You could come to Elo Elo. We're just a great platform for you. We give you the best tools. So right from your virtual backgrounds to anything, AR filters, moderation, the whole stack for creators. So you come to Elo Elo, you set up your own live community, you set up your own live sort of channel, so to speak, and people would watch you. And now we have a lot of layers of monetization as well. So creators can actually monetize very well. So the farmer I was talking about, he, I think, made close to about $6,000 last month.
How?
He got a lot of gifts from viewers. They loved this content.
So as a viewer, I can give people something. Yes.
So how that model really works is very interesting. We don't have, I'll take a step back. We don't have any ads, any subscriptions. It's nothing like any other consumer platform you would have seen. No ads, no subscriptions. It's pure in-app purchases. The model works around, if you really like the platform and you're like the power users, etc., you could go to our store, you could buy a virtual currency pack. We call those Elo Elo diamonds.
Okay.
So you buy those diamond packs. It ranges from something as low as 1 rupee to something as high as 70,000, 80,000 bucks. And we actually have takers on both ends of the funnel.
Someone is buying 80,000 rupees worth of Elo Elo diamond pack. Yeah. And what are they doing with that?
So they can do a bunch of things. So the revenue model, how we sort of monetize is, you could use it to sort of gift your favorite creators. And the gifts are a means of expression. Like, these are not just regular gifts. Just like you put a content and a lot of people will say, like, comment, subscribe. A lot of Elo Elo hosts would say that, send me a chai, send me a crown, send me a Ferrari. A Ferrari is a very popular sort of gifting item. According to me, why this works a lot is, anything that you give which gives status to the end user, it gives them incredible status, because out of 100 people, you're amongst the few people who are gifting. So you get instant attention in that live room.
So the live room will know that Shantanu has gifted Saurabh a Ferrari.
So it'll flash in everyone's face, and that gift will animate. It'll come with a very cool sound, and people will start following Shantanu because he seems like a very cool dude. He's gifting, he's commenting, he's now co-streaming, etc. So as a user, he gets a lot of status. And as a creator, the creator is now gradually building his or her own community. So coming to that farmer example, he got a lot of virtual gifts, because I think the reason why that worked a lot is because people like content that is super authentic. It's very relatable. And I think he was a Telugu farmer. So the whole charm around this is that if you speak in your local languages and you build a community around that, I think that's inherently very monetizable. It's very, very relatable. People love that kind of content. So yeah, I mean, that's one example, and there are many, many others who sort of have started monetizing their digital presence.
So I actually tried the app before we shot this, and I sent Ferraris to create. It was very cool, and then like they recognized me. And they're like, "Thank you, Vidit, for sending this Ferrari. Do you have any questions?" It's like,
and what's the kind of content you watched?
So I was just watching like
battles. There must have been creative
battles.
Someone
was just talking to people and like, "Okay, hi, how's your day going? I was doing this, that." So just like, I think it's a lot of also lonely people who want to be on the platform, because you get to talk to someone, right? Like you said, you can co-stream, you can feel important. And I felt great about it, right? Because everyone saw me giving that Ferrari. And I was appreciated by the creator as well.
Hundreds of people would see you.
Wow, that's insane. So what's the kind of stuff that creators are doing now for viewers? Like, there's the farmer, I'm assuming, is a one-off case. I don't think
it's a one-off case.
Thousands of farmers every day, right?
Of course.
So is like the bulk of...
Let me break it down into, let's look at the creation side, right? Typically, the stuff that we have seen, we don't distinguish in terms of what you want to do live. As long as it's within our compliance, etc., it's all good. So typical categories that work a lot for us, anything and everything which is around talking, think of it as your own talk show. You just go live, you talk about a day. It's like a vlog that is happening live, because you're showing people around your house, you're talking to people, you're talking about your day, you're asking people, what did you eat for lunch, what did you eat here? It's like a very raw, unedited live stream, which is just happening in the moment. And that's one part of the content.
And the creator will have a set of followers and so on.
Of course, yes. And if you don't, then there's a cold start problem where we'll give you a feed discovery, which is typically how a platform at our scale would work. You'll get your initial viewers. If you're retaining well, you'll stay on top. Otherwise, you'll work on your craft and you'll get better at it. So that's one. Along with that, there's the talent cohort. So people who are comedians, singers, performers, anyone. Yeah. So they inherently work very well on the platform. So there's a creator called, and this is typically the core TG of the platform is Middle India. So there's a creator called Avika, who's an amazing singer. So she goes live every day. It's very much like television appointment viewing. Like TV pe, you will always remember that my favorite show comes at 9 p.m. And you'll tune in at that time. Ki yaar, mera din jaisa bhi ja raha hai, this show gives me happiness. So on Elo Elo, it's the same product loop. The creator comes live. You get a notification in your tray that Avika has gone live now. You remember, it's appointment viewing, classic. No playbacks. We don't do a single short video. No live is available for playback after it is done. So there's
once it's done, it's gone.
Once it's done, it's gone. There's an old world charm to the platform then that if I miss it or if I don't attend at 9 p.m., it's gone.
And you can't screenshot video
nothing,
record.
No recording, nothing of that sort. It's allowed. That's actually the creator's prerogative. They can choose to allow screenshot or not. The default is off. So they can say, I'm okay. I don't, because I might want to create some clips and put it on my YouTube, Insta. That's fine. The creator can do it. As a user, you need to go through a creator's permission, etc. So that's one. And so, yeah, the singer. So she goes live. Huge community. So singers, talent is one very large cohort. Astrologers have taken to the platform.
Dude,
so,
AstroDoc, what a story, you know?
Yeah, so a lot of these astrologers come on our platform and they live stream. And they figured out a very interesting way to get gifts. Where they would say that, I'll talk to you, let's say you're Virgo. Like, I'm Virgo and if I'm commenting, ki mera din kaisa rahega? What happens? What is 2025 looking like for me? They will give you a small snippet and they'll say, if you send me a small gift, you send me a small Ferrari, you send me a rose, you send me a crown, whatever, I will tell you more about your day. And the user is engaged in that conversation. They don't mind spending a little bit because that conversation is authentic, it's interesting. So they spend, let's say, $50 worth of gifts. And the astrologer takes them on the call and they say that let's have a conversation. Of course, it's a
public. Now other people are watching also.
Yes. So it's a public call. So the user can choose to be on mute. The user can choose to say certain things which are allowed publicly for everyone's consumption. And we'll soon launch audio calls which are more one-on-one as well because these use cases are very massive. So that is one way through which astrologers, tarot card readers, many others monetize. And then you have a lot of creators who create their own IPs. I mean, we have RJs, etc., who've come live. They were guys at Red FM, Radio City, many, many large RJs now who've come on Elo Elo. They set up their own shows. They'll come live at 10 p.m., 11 p.m. They'll someday talk about anything. People have spoken about cooking. People have spoken about just traveling. Some people have spoken about house chores, interiors. So many such live streaming use cases. So that's like a whole armory. A very interesting format that we went live with is called Creator PK Battles. We call it PK, Player Knockout.
Okay.
Where two creators go on like a split screen and they sort of, I'll send you a couple of visuals. It's very interesting. They go on like a split screen and it's a timer that goes on the screen. It could be a 3-minute timer, 5-minute, 10-minute. And you're supposed to, as an audience, you're supposed to pick the side that you're supporting. And you support by sending a gift. So it's literally like a race car that's going between two creators. And at the end of it, one has more gifts than the other. And the winner sometimes would, it's very fun, it's streaming. So, and it's typically a younger audience. The winner would sometimes give a task or a punishment to the loser clan. You have to do this, you have to do that. So it's very fun around that. And that format itself took off completely. So in terms of monetization scale, that really sort of took off. So yeah, that's like a creation vibe on the platform.
And users are coming, like viewers are coming there to do what? Because their feed is full of, like, for example,
live streams,
curated streams. Like if I'm someone who likes an RJ, astrology and sports, people who are crazy, so my feed will be full of those kind of things.
Correct. So you have your generic feed, which will be personalized as well. And you can choose to have a following feed that, hey, I only want to look at creators who I've specifically followed because I've come live for them. So the whole idea is that it's a very international standard kind of a product where you can have a curated feed. You could have creators who you want to watch in your own language. Typically, the most popular language for us is followed Hindi, Bengali, Tamil, Telugu, Marathi. So for a user, let's say I speak Bengali, right? There's actually no other platform right now at this scale in the country where I would be able to discover live content of people in Bengali who are talking, they're in my language, they're singing songs, they're talking about food, they're talking about things that matter to me. So for me, there's absolute joy in sort of discovering such kind of content. The user side is almost like, think of it as a three-part act, which the first part for us was the creator side problem. The second big part around this is the user side problem, which I call as the loneliness epidemic, right? I mean, the whole idea around this is very interesting. we believe that users now are only consuming async content everywhere. It's asynchronous. You're rarely getting to talk to people. Everyone, and we think loneliness is an urban phenomenon. It's not. It's a very middle India. It's even there in the tier 3, tier 4 phenomena because life is hard. You want to talk to people. The first category that you end up spending when your GDP per capita goes up and you reach a certain level is entertainment lifestyle, right? Because you like the pride of owning a TV sometimes. You like when you are watching your favorite show or something of that sort. So a lot of these audiences come on the platform and they like the content so much, they will gift a creator. They will support a creator in a battle. They'll sometimes buy their own digital collectibles. Ki meri profile bahut cool lagni chahiye. I support Team India, so I'll buy a crown or I'll buy a badge around that. I'll play games on the platform. The platform has a lot of games for you to sort of have a great time. So the user side problem that we understood and really appreciated was loneliness. And I think it's a massive problem. Like if yeah. I just... Yeah, I mean, having discovered that, I could relate to it a lot because I realized that a lot of people, like the kind of convenience, if you look at urban as well as non-urban, right? Urban side, you have too much convenience. You don't need to step out. Everything is being delivered while you're sitting here. 10-minute delivery, 5-minute delivery, work from home, all of that. The whole framework or the societal framework of stepping out and talking to people, like at a point of time, nukkad hote the, jahan par you will go to a chai tapri, you will see certain people, you will talk to them. For a lot of guys, it used to be sometimes gyms, it would be chai tapris, it could be anything. For women, it was the classic kitty parties,
yeah,
where you will discover new people, you will socialize. That entire fabric is gone. So how do you meet people? How do you meet new people? How does your connection or how does that sort of acquaintance list grow? So that's one very large problem. And the second big thing we realized around while going deep into loneliness is that it's actually well researched. Like the WHO sent released a statistic that loneliness is as dangerous as smoking 15 cigarettes a day. They appointed a minister of loneliness in Japan and UK. So these are the countries which acted the first on it. They said that we have to create an infrastructure for people to go out, communicate. And it's very repressed. Like you don't talk to people. And when I did a lot of user calling, so I went to Bihar, I went to Haryana, met a lot of users. In Bihar, especially, it was eye-opening. I spoke to a lot of users. The line they would say is that whenever I call my friends and I share my problems, that I'm going through this, my family sometimes thinks nothing of me, etc. I'm preparing for iOS, it's not working out. A lot of them will be like, yeah, you're only talking about your problems. You're only obsessed about yourself. I don't have time for you. But when I go on a platform like yours, so I was speaking from Elo Elo's vantage point. He said, when I go on Elo Elo, the first thing I realize is that these creators are non-judgmental. They don't know me. They don't know my baggage. So when they listen to me with an open mind. And they give me open-minded perspective. So it sort of became like a mental health proxy for a lot of people saying that, you know, when I go onto this platform, I can just live in this non-judgmental space. I have my own friends now who I have created. So we plan when to go live together. We would chat and we would sort of have this entire digital community, so to say. I think that makes a big difference. The whole opposite of loneliness is belonging.
Yeah.
And the way you belong is you feel like a part of something that's bigger than you.
Yeah.
Right? It's either a tribe, it's either something which has a purpose. That for us is that creator's community. And that is where the user side insight came in. That for them to spend time on the platform is very meaningful. And hence they would spend, you'll have your whole power users, you'll have whales emerging from that fabric. So it's very similar to how people immerse in games and then spend and then really sort of have like a digital existence there. So that's sort of the
Wow. Tell me a little bit about the vision here. Like, so you are, I see this being multiple things that you're right. There is the networking out of social networking is gone.
Correct.
Right. So it's content and it's one way. It's asynchronous as you call it. There's a way to get people together. There's a global set of companies that have done well in China. And I think China, for example, has done commerce, live streaming also like in a big way. US, you're right. I think gaming is a big use case. But in general, also people, even Omegle, for example, does very well, right? Just getting the human connection going back in social networking is important. And now you're creating, but how does this work from a monetization standpoint? So there are people who are gifting to creators. So creators are making money. And how do you take a take rate?
Correct. Typically anywhere between 35 to 45% is our take rate. The rest goes to creators. So that's typically the model. It's very interesting. The monetization model here, it's a whole new fabric that has emerged in this country that very few people are aware of. Like, some things that we really find astonishing is that you're sitting on this opportunity that many people are not really aware of, because there's lakhs of creators who are the what you would call as micro and nano influencers, right? Like, they typically have 2,000, 3,000, 5,000 followers on any popular platform. They tap off beyond a point of time. They go into streaming because they want to hedge. Think of a creator as a portfolio manager. Yeah. Right? I need to put my content on Instagram. I need to put my content on YouTube. I need to also have my Elo live stream, because that's where I can build a community. I can monetize. I can build my
money comes instantly on that?
Money comes after a 1 month period. So creators love the concept of predictability. The insight we got is, in India, people like the fact that they can be paid on the third or fourth or second or first, whatever, of every month.
And they know that.
So, unko pata hai ki June bhar I live streamed. I know how many stars I earned. It's their virtual currency. So, they know the math that I have earned roughly about 30K this month. And I know I'm going to get it on the second of every month. So, for them, that predictability matters, because then they can plan their EMIs from the third or fourth. They can plan a lot. So, for a lot of these creators, of course, we'll take our take rate will be very simple. And there are a lot of agencies or micro creator networks who also have emerged in this ecosystem.
Okay.
So it's actually employing multiple layers here. There's creators and then a lot of MCNs, we call them, micro creator network agencies, right? Now, they are not as large as a Quan or a Collective Artist, One Impression. They're not that large. They are typically agencies who would have like 50, 100 creators. The agency owner is typically a third year college dude who started this as a side gig, saying that I am a creator, I know 100 friends of mine who are creators, I know about live platforms, I know about short video platforms, I could get you a gig there, I could make you very large there, and if you are making a lot of money, I'll take a small cut, like 5%, 10% of your income from the platform. That makes the platform's job easier, because roster management, telling them about policies, etc., these agencies would come in and they would inform creators. It makes the creator's life simpler as well, because they are then able to plan. So there's MCNs, there's creators, and we essentially are like a platform. It's us, there's ShareChat, there's a couple of others who sort of are in this space. These creators would go live. The typical revenue model is that we would take our take rate for anything which is a virtual gift or any exchange that happens on the platform. Think of it as a very simple model. A user comes in, think of it as a user entering a theme park and saying that I want to purchase. So I could have maybe taken a free tour, but now I really want to purchase. So I got this ticket for this ride. I got a ticket for this ride. And whoever was supplying that, or maybe whoever was doing that, gets their take. And sort of the theme park takes their own. So you have multiple things to explore on the platform, play games with creators, chat, live stream, entry effects. So a lot of that. And monetization is very large in this use case, because you typically have people who are spending, there's ARPUs here which go as high as about 700, 800 a month. Just ARPUs. So, and these are unthinkable numbers. Like in OTT, you'll never see anything more than 100, 200, yeah, because that's the bare minimum subscription. So you actually have a middle India that's willing to pay, and that's willing to pay for their, it's not just paying for entertainment, it's paying for interactions, because they like the concept of interacting. The frequency is very high for them. So that there's a whole ecosystem that has been created around it.
The element of life seems important.
Of course. That's like, the live stream is the centrifugal sort of glue that holds it. And it's very interesting, because live before this has always been a feature for most products. If you think about it,
yeah,
TikTok had a live component, small feature.
Instagram
has a live component. Instagram live is nothing but a celebrity who wants to do an AMA,
yeah,
and make an announcement and then leave. Facebook live was largely commerce and such announcements. What changed the game was making the live interactive. That it's not one way now, it's going to be two way. The user, yeah, can interact. The interesting stat is that 60% of the people who enter a live stream on Elo end up making any one interaction. And that interaction could be commenting, gifting, sending a heart, following. There's multiple ways of interacting, yeah, with a creator, co-streaming.
Instagram live, for example, the creator is looking at number of people.
Correct.
But on an Elo live, they're looking at engagement.
They're looking at engagement. Of course, there are peak Elo lives. Like, I'll give you an example. Munawar Farooqi came on Elo after his Big Boss gig. just to do an AMA with his fans, etc. And we had hit like a peak of close to about 600,000 people who had watched his live stream.
What are you saying? How long was that live stream?
About 90 minutes.
How much did Munawar make off of that?
I have no idea. I don't even remember the numbers. But and that was actually like a year ago. Year and a half ago. So it was crazy. I mean, the kind of numbers.
That's crazy.
Yeah, because see, that's the kind of power that a product can get when somebody who is very natural to that craft, something like live streaming, comes in on the platform, builds an audience and interacts. Now we have Elvish Yadav, who comes live on the platform every month.
Really?
We sort of partnered with him to build the brand together because the kind of reach, the kind of sort of influence that he has within especially the North segment is massive. So he comes in, he did his own sort of gig where he launched a coupon code exclusively for his audience. And we've never seen IAPs as much as what we saw that day. Like, it just exploded. So that's just the power of it being live, it being really authentic. And there's no other way where you're going to get to see his real personality because there's no editing here.
Yeah.
It's absolutely raw, live, raw. Much like the conversation. So, yeah.
And you can't script it.
You can't script it at all. I mean, you have to. The beauty around it is that you have to be authentic and you have to tell your story. That's what the audience or the viewer really likes. And within that, if you're able to sort of weave a story which is interesting, you're able to be very relatable for your audiences, then there's a lot of virtual gifting, there's a lot of community building here, and the kind of creator retentions we see, the kind of interactions we see is massive because you're ultimately building, I wouldn't call it a traditional social media product because there's no reels, there's no shorts, there's no short video or like good morning status, wo sab kuch nahi hai. So it's just a very classic live platform, but it's a social platform. So,
and creators cannot post anything other than a live.
Nothing.
They cannot, there's no story.
We
there.
Tried a bunch of things. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you try and want to do everything, right? So we had tried a lot of formats. We realized that our core tech chops, our core product chops are around live because we've perfected live. We've perfected how low latency should be. We've perfected, we're the only app actually in live that works on an Android 6 device as well.
Wow.
There's very few that would work on an Android 6, Android 7. Like, we're right now using probably 14 at this point in time. So, and we're going to be launching on iOS, etc. soon. So, the whole idea was that let's be available for all of this, all of these use cases. It's only live. And for a creator, it's very simple. Press a button, go live, start talking. Your audience will start building in. You welcome your audience, you greet them. It's like any live stream where you're building your community. And when you give, you'll be very surprised when you give an artist's creative expression and say that you have the freedom to do what you want as long as you follow the base guidelines. The kind of creativity you see is massive.
Yeah.
I mean, singers have created their own jukebox concept where people can request something in the comments saying, mujhe aap kal ho na ho ka title song gayenge. And the singer would say, of course, and she'll put on the entire mic and she'll start singing and all
wow.
of that. It feels as interactive as possible. And that can only happen when you restore the charm of live interaction. So that's why live, and that's why that only one format.
Who's the highest earner on, or what's the, you don't have to name them, but what, how much do they make? Like the top earner?
There are a lot of creators who make more than 1.5 lakh on the platform
a month.
The top would have gone to, I think, 4 to 5 lakhs.
Consistently or one-off month?
Consistently. I mean, I'll give you a monetization story. It's just been about, we're in our 10th month of monetization.
Okay.
We've never given the number out publicly. So this might actually be the first time. And we have grown, I think, from launching zero revenue to the first month where we actually did monetization. We had hit 1 million in ARR the first month.
For Elo Elo.
For Elo Elo.
That's 2 million in let's say, if 50% take rate, it's 2 million in ARR.
No, I'm talking about gross.
Okay, gross 1 million. Okay.
Gross 1 million ARR. And now we are at a 20 million ARR.
Really?
Yeah. So that's just been the journey. In 10 months.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah, that's wild. So the whole idea we realized was that the thought that Middle India wouldn't pay and all of that is rubbish. I mean, there's nothing of that sort. And very interestingly, a lot of us, we'll typically slot a platform, right? That this is that. Second or third highest sort of payers for us is now coming in from Delhi NCR as well. So this entire belt has become very large on the platform. 60% is Hindi, but 40% of the entire product is now being adopted by non-Hindi speakers. Bengali, Tamil, Telugu, we are now launching Malayalam, Kannada, many other languages. So I think that's the whole charm, and that's just the rate at which monetization has grown. So a lot of these creators, so I went to Kolkata once, very interesting. I met a lot of these creators who were there. So Park Street pe gaye unke saath baatein ki, we called them where we were staying and we were like, let's talk about how you experience the platform, etc. For a lot of them, this is their first gig. Someone is an aspiring air hostess, an aspiring beautician. Somebody is a graphic designer who's doing this as a side gig. Somebody really wanted to become a full-time content creator, but was just not getting brand deals on Instagram, etc. Maybe an agency hadn't discovered them at a point of time. Maybe they didn't break into that 50K benchmark through which you sort of get discovered by brands. They started streaming. And she came in, she showed me a bag. She was like, this backpack and my college fee, I have paid out of my earnings through Elo Elo.
Really?
So now I don't need to ask my dad, I don't need to ask my mom that I want to do this, I want to do that. I'm actually sending money home now. So that's, I mean, imagine the power that somebody feels, right? The kind of, and it's not power in a negative way, it's power in a really positive, empowering kind of a way that she's now giving money at home, saying that I want to contribute as a family member. And some of these creators who are making like more than a lakh, etc., it's life-changing. So for them, they've now, I see them with a whole setup. They have like, just like we have this mic, they have these nice chairs. There are creators who have these nice gaming chairs. They've put up the whole virtual background. They've put up an actual background, sorry, not virtual. And they've gone live. So they're now investing in gear. They're investing in better sort of phones, etc. Because now they want to take this seriously. And that is the whole aspiration. Like, if you can empower the creator middle class through various initiatives, like it could be brands like yours where they're able to get an opportunity to sort of speak about it and be authentic, because these guys have the best conversions is what I have always seen.
Because
they're super relatable. We've tried this at Flipkart as well, and that always works because a large celebrity can get you reach. But when you're talking about meaningful engagement, conversion, you have to talk to somebody who's super authentic and relatable. And that's typically what the micro influencer can get you. So when these guys come live, the opportunities are very immense. So now they've got the confidence. It's still a few thousand. We want to take that number to lakhs now and ensure that they start making meaningful income and it's predictable income. So they, for them, it's now becoming like digital livelihood, so to say.
Wow.
So the largest company in our space would be something like a Kuaishou or a Bilibili. Or in Middle East, you have companies like Yalla, which went public, listed, I think, at about an 800 million IPO round. These would be companies which have done phenomenally well in live streaming. In India, your closer comparables would be something like ShareChat. That's doing at about a 50, they're at about a 50 million ARR or 60 million ARR on live streams. And they are like our closest competitors, but they do a lot of other things. We're more sort of, think of us as a more focused player within this. And it's something that I remember in one of your podcasts, Tanmay had alluded to, where he had spoken about the verticalization of products.
Yeah.
And I think that's where the opportunity lies, that you've seen a lot of plays which are very horizontal. We picked live and we said we'll go super vertical. And we will build for all the edge cases here. You'll have to solve for latency. You'll have to solve for concurrency. You solve for multimedia support, payments, multiple payments, cash out, so many things. We solve that. And then the opportunity then lies in building a very large company within vertical spaces. So that's sort of the area.
But on this, the compliance, etc., is not a concern for you?
No, no. I mean, we've been very, very compliant.
And how do, like, you will be, but how do you control lakhs of creators and lakhs of users from like, because end of the day, you can't police a platform with so many people, right?
And that's another big point. I mean, if you police a platform like that, then it kills the whole vibe of a platform. How you do that is two big factors. One, not everyone goes live on the platform. There's certain checks and balances before opening a live button. So you need to have a certain amount of credo on the platform, like certain followers, or you need to be active for a certain number of days on the platform before that go live button is enabled for you. So that's one. The second big factor for us is actually AI has made it very simple to moderate this. Right from speech to tech, to voice to video, we actually can parse a live stream into multiple frames, put image detection models on it, and you can moderate that. You can moderate audio. So that's actually happened since 2022. that we really sort of started getting into this, started moderating. And then when you set an agenda that this is going to be the vibe of the platform, we are going to be around that. And when people see the good actors and the bad actors, and they realize that the guys who are very popular here are doing this. Like, if you have to start a YouTube career, you will see Mr. Beast. You will see many others. And you'll be like, aisa type ka content chal raha hai YouTube pe. On Iloilo, when you see a top creator who's a male from Rajasthan who's talking about his life, or you see an RJ, there's an RJ Goldie who talks about, who does cricket commentary sometimes and something else, and you watch their shows and you're like, okay, ye type ka content chal raha hai. So you will start acclimatizing to that. I think every platform na has its own DNA.
DNA, I agree.
And your DNA is crafted by the kind of feed you bring in, the kind of experiences people watch. If they see something which is even remotely shady, then that's the kind of content you go into. So as a founder or as a builder, like, I would think of myself now as a tech founder, you need to invest a lot in algos, you need to invest in feed, you need to invest in data science to ensure that the vision of your product is actually symbolizing or showing in your feed and your actual app. So that's there.
It's a good point, actually. That's a very good point. Where do you see this going? Like, 20 million ARR is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
But where do you see this going? Like, do you see this competing with... I'm assuming you will want this to be share of screen time and share of screen wallet for the Indian phone user.
Correct.
Is what I would think you would Absolutely. Want it to be, right?
Bang.
Where do you see this going? Like, what's the vision here?
The whole vision is that outside...
Or is it a more social vision? I want to limit loneliness and make people connect, start connecting again.
I call it the third place.
Okay.
So when you search the term third place on Google, the first thing it'll tell you is outside of your first place is your home. That's where you belong. Your second place is your work, right? There has to be a square or a third place where you actually hang out and where you talk and where you unwind. That typically should be a non-judgmental space. And I call it the digital third place. The actual third place offline would be there's pubs, there's bars, there's gyms, there's so many places which are actually public squares where you will chill, you'll meet people, you'll sometimes meet strangers, you'll sometimes meet friends, and you'll actually vibe. What is the equivalent of that online? And if you have to build that experience, it needs to be synchronous, it needs to be very trusted, it needs to be something which is very raw, has to be in your language. I see this becoming the third place at this point of time for India, but gradually we want to expand and make it much bigger because we feel that loneliness as an opportunity, in fact, let me use a better word for that, because the word we use internally, a lot of times loneliness is misunderstood. The word we use internally is belongingness. Like, you want to belong to a tribe. You want to be a part of something. So Iloilo helps you do that. And we believe this could be as large as any of the large social platforms. Think Meta, think Snap, think Discord, think anything which is present in India, you could actually become much larger because you're talking to people about interacting and it's not just consuming content, but being a part of that content. I think that takes the opportunity much higher. So you're right, share of mind, share of wallet, just ensuring that two sides, right? Users should have, it's not regrettable time spent,
yeah,
but it's genuinely good time spent that you got some value out of. And for creators, it's not just building distribution, but an actual income that you're able to earn something from the platform. And then you'll figure out your gigs. You'll do more battles. You'll sell something. You'll do a lot of things. So all of that is possible when your platform has the right infra. It is built in sort of the right way. The aspiration is, of course, to build the largest media entertainment company. That's always been the aspiration. The social aspiration is very interesting because we believe that not one product or not one thing can completely cure loneliness. But if we can do our bit, where we ensure that whenever you came onto the platform, we were able to get you into a live stream where you had a great conversation, you were able to interact. And the word that a lot of my users use, whenever I've spoken to them, as they've said the phrase, man halka lagta hai. They say that whenever we come on this platform, mera man bada halka lagta hai, acha lagta hai, logon se baat karke. And as a first-time founder, when you're building something like that, it's, and I don't come from a background, a lot of peers you'll talk to will be like, maine college mein bahut sare apps banaye the, sort of seasoned founders. For me, this is the first gig. So when you're sort of looking at that, you feel a tremendous sense of responsibility that curing loneliness is a loaded word, right? But if you can do your bit in ensuring that those sessions are very valuable for people. They come back more often and they hopefully come back and bring more people together. It becomes a space where when you open it, more people look at it and they're like, ye kaun si app hai, mujhko yahan par batao, ek bar refer karo. That becomes the kind of community that we want to build. And now we are seeing that. We are seeing people who have actually created, I'll give you an insight. We hadn't launched chat on the app, but I was getting invited to WhatsApp groups of people जिन्होंने इलो इलो के अराउंड व्हाट्सएप ग्रुप्स बना लिए थे एंड दे वर बेसिकली डिस्कसिंग अबाउट आज कितने बजे लाइव आ रहे हो, आज कितने बजे आना है, अच्छा इस लाइव स्ट्रीम पे आते हैं ना, यहाँ पर बात करते हैं, यहाँ पर आते हैं. एंड आई वाज रियलाइजिंग दैट पीपल आर कोऑर्डिनेटिंग लाइव एंड उसके बीच बीच में दे आर टॉकिंग. आई वाज लाइक यार कनेक्शंस बहुत बन रहे हैं. एंड इफ़ यू स्टॉप थिंकिंग लाइक अ सोशल कंपनी और एंटरटेनमेंट कंपनी एंड जस्ट से दैट यू आर अ कनेक्शंस कंपनी, राइट, यू आर हेल्पिंग पीपल कनेक्ट.
Correct.
And if you stay true to that vision, then you can build a pretty fantastic product in that sense. So, usi vision pe banaya hai. And I think when you have a much larger vision that connections is not something that will go away at all. Even in the age of AI, people really want to connect with a real person. I think that fundamental need exists. If you're able to do that in a meaningful way, I think both from revenue and stuff, I actually see a $1 billion company being built in this space. We would be foolish to let go of this opportunity, so I hope we get there. But, and I also don't think it's going to be winner take all, because there's a lot of people who would go after different slices of this.
Yeah.
Somebody would go after just astrology, because that's also a very related space. Somebody could build a very meaningful outcome in just games and say that I'm doing esports, where live streaming of games happens. And again, there's virtual gifting and many opportunities within that. Somebody could take a more live streaming holistic view that we've taken. Somebody could do
a education can be big in
education
this.
Can be large. Live learning, of course. So whenever my VC pitch around this always was, I used to divide this into two quadrants. I would say live, non-live, this is entertainment, this is utility.
Hmm.
The left quadrant, live utility, is also large. You see live learning, many other astrology, all these outcomes which are not necessarily conventional entertainment, but they are utility use cases. Yeah,
recipes,
right?
And cooking.
Recipes, yeah. Many, many things. You go on YouTube and live and you'll see a lot of people who, especially globally, India may still become, India may, I would say, this space of live is at a stage where 2016-17 may what used to be of short video. People used to dismiss it thinking that this is a bit cringe, this is a new format. People never liked TikTok at that time. I remember I was amongst that circle which was like, oh, this will never work. This is just like 10 seconds, etc. At this point of time, live is at that age. So you're very early in that space. And then when you're early, you're observing a lot of these macro trends. So we observed that could be a very interesting trend. Live interactive entertainment is the quadrant where we are at. You also have a lot of opportunities in non-live, because non-live entertainment would be very classic audio OTTs, etc., where video OTTs, many others, where people are building around that use case. And of course, the other side is all utilities pure in general. So multiple use cases within those quadrants to sort of build, and they could all be very massive. So,
that's amazing, man. I want to actually shift gears a little bit and talk a little bit about your entrepreneurial journey and like an independent of the product and the business you're building. What was the driving factor for, because like the people who are watching us are now looking for reasons to become an entrepreneur. What was it for you? Was it that you saw an opportunity and felt, okay, I can build a company here? Or was it, I need to build a company? I don't know whether you have co-founders or you had an initial team. You have a few people who are mission driven. Let's find something to do. How did that start?
It's a great question. For me personally, so I'll tell you a little bit about my background.
Yeah.
Come from a single parent family, born and brought up in Bombay. Very, very middle class family.
Where did you grow up?
Bombay, Ghatkopar.
Ghatkopar.
But originally the family is from Banaras, UP. So, born and brought up there. Lived within our means, right? Ki yaar ye karna hai, itna hi kharcha kar sakte hai, itna kar sakte
hai. You have siblings?
No siblings.
Okay.
Single parent, single child, aisa ekdam protected, but yet, in a way, middle class upbringing gives you a lot of humility. It gives you a lot of learnings. But it also sometimes takes away risk-taking.
Hmm.
Because
protect karna sab kuch.
Protected hai. Aapko zyada capital hai nahi. Aap risk kaise karoge. A lot of meals have to be thought through. A lot of expenses have to be thought through. Aap school ja rahe ho, tuition le rahe ho, ye sab kar rahe ho. Uske aage, thankfully, did well in my education, right? College, studied from St. Xavier's, did a gig at IIM Indore, studied there for about a few months. Godrej was my first employer. 2008 mein main real estate mein, so a lot of your viewers are working somewhere, right? Ya to college mein hai, ya first job mein hai kahin par. Mera pehla job was in sales.
Nah.
To sales bahut jaldi seekh liya tha life mein. रियल एस्टेट की सेल्स करता था, विच इज एक्चुअली द टफर एंड, बिकॉज आपका कन्वर्जन साइकिल्स बहुत लंबे होते हैं
एंड रिजेक्शन इज वेरी हाई.
रिजेक्शन इज वेरी हाई कमर्शियल रियल एस्टेट तो और भी ज्यादा. रेसिडेंशियल फिर भी फ्रीक्वेंसी होती है, वहां पर आप प्रॉपर्टीज बेच रहे हो जो इतने इतने करोड़ की हैं, तो बहुत टाइम लगता है. तो वो सीखने के लिए भी एक अलग साइकिल थी. गोदरेज,
यू आर इन बॉम्बे ओनली?
आई वाज इन बॉम्बे. गोदरेज सेंड मी टू आई एम इंदौर, प्रमोटेड मी, सेड की यार ये प्रोग्राम कर लो.
एंड कॉलेज की बात है,
सेंट जेवियर्स की बात है, 2008 की है ना. तो मैं गया वहाँ पर एंड आई वॉज लाइक यार ये बढ़िया लग रहा है, बड़ा फुल टाइम कुछ करते हैं. तो देन डिसाइडेड, ड्रॉप्ड ऑफ ऑल ऑफ दैट, स्टडीड फॉर माई कैट, ऑल ऑफ दैट सब हो गया था मेरा. बट बिकॉज ऑफ अ लॉट ऑफ फैमिली रीजंस मैं एक्सेलरेटर नहीं जा पा रहा था, सिम्बायसिस हो गया था, बहुत सारा और हो गया था, हैड टू बी इन बॉम्बे. तो आई वॉज लाइक यार बॉम्बे में रहना है तो मेरे को बॉम्बे का बेस्ट कॉलेज चाहिए. बहुत पढ़ाई की, ये सब किया, तो जमनालाल बजाज फर्स्ट स्टेप पे सॉर्ट ऑफ क्रैक हुआ था. And then went to JB again. तो वहाँ से life थोड़ी बदली. From there, the personal journey took off in a different tangent. For me, while studying there, I realized passion ना FMCG में बहुत आ रहा है. तो यहाँ पर काम करना है, HUL, PNG इसमें करना है. Post campus, L'Oreal. Post L'Oreal, I was the in a very interesting way, I was the only one, I think, एक ही बार PNG ने lateral hiring की है. PNG कभी lateral hiring नहीं करता था. उस साल उन्होंने ओपन कर ली, कुछ तो हुआ था एकदम अमेजिंग सा, पता नहीं मैनिफेस्ट कर लिया या क्या कर लिया. वेंट टू पीएनजी, वर्क देयर फॉर अबाउट टू इयर्स, देन फ्लिपकार्ट.
व्हाट ब्रांड डिड यू वर्क ऑन इन पीएनजी?
सो आई डिड ट्रेड मार्केटिंग. सो मैंने अपने यहाँ पर ना एक पावर करके एक प्रोजेक्ट बनाया था, पैम्पर्स, ओले, विस्पर एंड रेजर्स ऐसे बोलते थे. तो ये पूरा सेगमेंट करता था. एंड आई यूज टू, मेरे को ना कॉलेज के बाद आई नेवर गॉट अ गिग इन बॉम्बे बाय डिफॉल्ट. मैं पहले नेपाल गया हूँ, फिर आसाम गया हूँ, फिर पीएनजी के टाइम पे मुझे मिला था केरला, कर्नाटका एंड देन महाराष्ट्र, गोवा. सो आई वाज डूइंग ट्रेड मार्केटिंग, एएसएम था सबसे पहले, फिर ट्रेड मार्केटिंग करी, इन सब ब्रांड्स का किया. यूज टू गो ऑन बीट्स टू ऑल दीज टाउन्स. तो पिलियन राइडर बैठे हैं पूरे बीट्स में, सेल्स कॉल्स कर रहे हैं. पीएनजी ट्रेंड यू, ट्रेन्स यू अ लॉट कि यार कैसे करना है, क्या करना है.
बेस्ट मार्केटर्स,
अमेजिंग एंड फॉलो फ्रेमवर्क्स वेरी वेल,
करेक्ट.
बट मेरा ना नेचर थोड़ा अलग था. आई वॉज लाइक यार ये एकदम स्ट्रक्चर्ड जो तरीका है ना, ऐसे ही आओ, ऐसे बैठो, ऐसे बात करो, ऐसे सेल्स कॉल करनी है, ये नहीं करना है, ये मुझे काफ़ी लिमिटिंग लगता था. आई वॉज लाइक यार ये अच्छा है, एक दो साल कर लिया, अब कुछ नया करना है. फ्लिपकार्ट रियली अनबंडल्ड माई थॉट एंड माई विजन, बिकॉज देयर आई रियलाइज की पोटेंशियल क्या है.
मुकेश
वॉज एट फ्लिपकार्ट, अंकित वॉज एट फ्लिपकार्ट 2015. तो आई जॉइंड एज एन SM1 सीनियर मैनेजर फॉर कैटेगरीज.
ओके,
ग्रो हुआ SM1, SM2, AD, ED, ये सब ग्रो होते रहे. एंड 3-4 साल में बहुत अच्छा ग्रोथ आया, बहुत अच्छे सॉर्ट ऑफ काम किया. द थॉट ऑफ एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप वॉज देयर एट द टाइम ऑफ जॉइनिंग फ्लिपकार्ट एज वेल,
करेक्ट.
तभी एजुकेशन में मैंने एक डोमेन बनाई थी, बहुत लोगों को पता नहीं है. मुझे एंट्रेंसेस पे बहुत पैशन था. आई वॉज लाइक यार एंट्रेंस एग्जाम ना बहुत बड़ा स्पेस बनेगा. और आई यूज टू गो, तभी मैंने वो सारी गलती की थी जो मैं अभी लोगों को बोलता हूँ मत करो. आई वेंट टू ऑल दीज, वो जो टॉक्स होते हैं ना एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप वाले, कि ये स्पार्क्स में जाओ, यहाँ पे जाओ, सब में जाता था मैं. एंड आई यूज टू बी दैट ऑडियंस जो बैठा है वहाँ पर, सबको सुन रहा है. फिर जाके कोई एक VC है तो 8 लोग लाइन में हैं और मैं भी वहाँ पे खड़ा हूँ कि इस सेक्टर के बारे में क्या लगता है, इसमें क्या लगता है. तो मैं गया, मैंने भी बातें की एंड आई रजिस्टर्ड समथिंग कॉल्ड एंट्री पॉइंट. मेरे को आई वॉज वेरी पैशनेट, मॉम इज़ अ टीचर, तो हिंदी पढ़ाती थी वो, और फिर वो योगा का पैशन सॉर्ट ऑफ उनका आया, वहाँ गए. तो एजुकेशन केम वेरी नेचुरली टू अस. मिडिल क्लास बॉय, क्या करेंगे आप, यही सबसे पहले आपके माइंड में आता है कि यार ये करना है. तभी उसी टाइम पर फ्लिपकार्ट की अपॉर्चुनिटी लग गई. द अपॉर्चुनिटी वॉज टू गुड टू एट दैट टाइम टेक अ रिस्क. सो आई वॉज लाइक यार ये करना है, कुछ ना कुछ स्टार्ट करना है. कीड़ा हमेशा से था कि खुद का कुछ करना है. द बिग टेक अवे फॉर मी पर्सनली जो मेरे को करना था ना वॉज दैट wanted to work, बहुत बड़ा saying है कि work on your own terms, but had that belief कि यार कुछ अगर freedom मिले ना खुद के हिसाब से काम करने में, that kind of autonomy, that kind of decision making, तो कुछ बड़ा बना सकते हैं. I like there's a concept that we used to call during MBA days entrepreneur word bahut use karte the hum log right ki entrepreneur within a company Flipkart I think gave me that opportunity ki aap jab ek P&L dekhte ho you take a lot of calls
correct
what is the pricing what should be this I think that is the when you say Flipkart mafia when they say words like PayPal mafia I think one of the reasons why they say these terms is because your DNA gets codified very differently used to मैंने Flipkart के टाइम पे ऐसे ऐसे बेट्स लिए थे एक साइकिल लॉन्च करी थी 999 की जब स्पोर्ट्स फिटनेस आया था मेरे पास एंड आई रिमेंबर सेलिंग लाइक थाउजेंड्स ऑफ दो साइकिल्स इन टू मिनट्स तो हीरो की हमने एक साइकिल बनाई थी फिर लगेज लॉन्च करे फिर फुटवेयर लॉन्च किया फिर एक्सेसरीज में ऐसा किया फिर किड्स फिर बिग बिलियन डेज प्लान करे ये सब किया सेल साइड बाय साइड प्राइजिंग सब 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 देखा स्ट्रैटेजी तो दैट गेव मी द कॉन्फिडेंस
धंधा चला सकते हैं
अब धंधा समझता है अब डिजिटल समझ में आ रहा है आई कम फ्रॉम अ लॉट ऑफ योर व्यूअर्स वुड रिलेट अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल थिंक कि यार टेक कंपनी बनानी है ना तो आपको इंजीनियर ही होना चाहिए मैं तो नहीं हूँ इंजीनियर एपीआई का फुल फॉर्म भी नहीं पता था उस टाइम पर ये क्या है क्यों है क्या है बट इफ़ यू थिंक ऑन फंडामेंटल फर्स्ट प्रिंसिपल्स के दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ एक्सपीरियंस द यूजर शुड हैव दिस इज द काइंड ऑफ वे इट शुड बी बिल्ड यू बिकम वेरी क्यूरियस यू अंडरस्टैंड अ लॉट ऑफ थिंग्स बन जाती हैं चीज़ें तो बस घुसते गए फ्लिपकार्ट में आई वॉज वेरी वेरी इंटरेक्टिव विद द प्रोडक्ट टीम्स विद द टेक टीम्स ये क्यों बना रहे हो ये क्या बना रहे हो लॉजिक क्या है किस तरह से ये सप्लाई चेन का एल्गो चल रहा है व्हेन आई अंडरस्टूड दैट ड्यूरिंग फ्लिपकार्ट इट गेव मी अ लॉट ऑफ कॉन्फिडेंस कि यार ये बना तो सकते हैं द होल लीप ऑफ फेथ इज ऑलवेज दैट्स अ वेरी मैजिकल मोमेंट बट वो इतना बड़ा हाइप होता नहीं है जितना जैसे दिखाते हैं कि यार एकदम डिसाइड कर लिया कि करना है It was a very iterative journey. It's sometimes a mix of कुछ चीज़ें होंगी आपके office में which will irritate you. You'll be like यार ये सब नहीं करना है हमको बस काम करना है ये सब चीज़ों में नहीं घुसना है दूसरा होता है आपका खुद का sometimes you start feeling that यार you can potentially create a much larger outcome and you have one life to do it. तो try करना तो बनता है I remember एक मेरा moment पता है क्या हुआ था मैंने कुणाल शाह को लिखा था I'll never remember it. तो मैंने उनको Twitter पर लिखा था आई वॉज लाइक मैं कुछ कुछ आइडिया सोच रहा हूँ इसमें करना है तो एंड ही रिप्लाइड टू मी सेइंग पांडे जी बंजी जंप तो बनता है दैट्स द लाइन ही गेव मी
रियली
अभी भी याद एंड ही वॉज लाइक एक अटेम्प्ट बनता है जो भी कर रहे हो ही सेड एंड ही गेव मी अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग पर्स्पेक्टिव ही वॉज लाइक जो भी पर्स्पेक्टिव में हो जहाँ पर भी आप हो यू आर वर्किंग हियर यू आर ऑलरेडी अमॉन्ग द टॉप 1% इन दैट कंट्री यू डोंट नो इट एंड यू डोंट अप्रिशिएट इट बट एक चांस लेना चाहिए इफ़ यू आर एबल टू सॉर्ट ऑफ क्रिएट मीनिंगफुल एम्प्लॉयमेंट फॉर अ लॉट ऑफ पीपल तो कुछ बड़ा बन सकता है चांस लो देखो प्लान करो उसके कुछ एक डेढ़ साल में आई थिंक इज़ वेयर दिस हैपेंड तो दैट रियली गॉट मी थिंकिंग बहुत कुछ किया बहुत सोचा एंड अ लॉट ऑफ टाइम्स वैन यू स्टार्टअप वैन यू कम फ्रॉम एन IIT बैकग्राउंड वेयर IIT दिल्ली से आप हो आपके सीनियर्स ही Zomato में यहाँ पर है तो आपका एक नेटवर्क बन जाता है आपको वार्म इंट्रोज मिल जाते हैं जो भी बोलते हैं मेरा तो कुछ नहीं था तो My entire thing is as grassroots as possible. LinkedIn पे cold DM कर करके लाना है Couldn't, I loved the people I worked with at Flipkart, but couldn't afford any of them. वो zero salary पे क्यों आएंगे?
आप अकेले थे या you had a starting team?
I had a starting team. तीन चार लोग थे जिनके साथ लाया Gave them equity. Founder I am solo, but वो लोग सब sort of साथ में आए उन्होंने बनाया तो हम तीन चार लोग थे मेरे living room से ही काम करते थे और हम लोग जब काम करते थे तो जब कोविड आ गया तब तो लिविंग रूम से ही काम करना पड़ गया
करेक्ट
ठीक अब कहाँ जाओगे
करेक्ट
लुक्ड एट एन ऑफिस स्पेस एंड ऑल ऑफ दैट इन ऑगस्ट आर फर्स्ट इन्वेस्टर इज वाटरब्रिज एंड द पार्टनर हु इन्वेस्टेड न्यू मी फ्रॉम फ्लिपकार्ट सो हमारी हम तो चार साल से जानते थे एक दूसरे को व्हेन शी केम टू नो आई एम डूइंग दिस अंजलि शी मेट मी शी लाइक द स्पेस व्हाट वी वर डूइंग met Manish, met others and they really liked us and they sort of gave us our first sort of check and from then to now that journey has been amazing.
How much have you raised till now?
We've raised close to about 40 million.
Wow.
Yeah, so 3 to 4 rounds. We just did a 22 million round last year. Griffin, Kalari, Courtside, Lumikai, Waterbridge, many sort of investors. So, really, really thankful to that entire community because first time founder aap ho and what we are building is does not have a global playbook.
Yes.
So, and hum to jab raise kar rahe the, us time pe we were pre-revenue. So it was largely just our engagement, our traction.
It's hard to do that, right?
Very hard. So hard hai, but
even social commerce, for example, your first couple of years maybe. वो टफ यार आई वॉज एन इन्वेस्टर इन सिमसिम तो टफ था ये मतलब गूगल सॉरी कोविड आ गया देन गूगल बॉट देम ओवर एंड देन इट वॉज डिफिकल्ट टू स्केल दैट बिजनेस.
बहुत डिफिकल्ट है. बट हमारा एक थीसिस था ना शांतनु, हमने एक चीज़ मेरी टीम में मेरे में एक बहुत कॉमन था कि आइडिया को मैरी नहीं करना है. मतलब बी वेरी ईगोलेस एंड बी वेरी ऑनेस्ट विद डेटा, बिकॉज अर्ली ऑन ना आपके पास इंसाइट नहीं होती है बहुत शार्प, बट यू हैव टू ऑब्जर्व योर डेटा दैट चल क्या रहा है, क्या बता रहा है आपका बेटरिक्स, आपको कहाँ जा रहा है. वेन वी न्यू दैट यार ये नहीं चलने वाला है, वी वर वेरी मतलब अजाइल टू पिवट. वी वर लाइक यार ये नहीं चल रहा है लिटरली नेक्स्ट, एंड दैट्स द पावर ऑफ स्मॉल टीम्स विच आर वेरी मिशन ओरिएंटेड.
करेक्ट
यार, सक्सीड करना है एंड हमको ये क्रिएटर स्पेस में कुछ बड़ा बनाना है. वी आर नॉट मैरिड टू वन आइडिया, वील कीप इटरेटिंग. बहुत आइडियाज पे इटरेट करा, बहुत लोगों से मिले, मेट अ लॉट ऑफ फाउंडर्स एट दैट टाइम, टुक आइडियाज फ्रॉम देम. फिर रियलाइज करा कि यार हम जो बना रहे हैं ना, हमारा गट फील हमको कुछ बता रहा है, हमको हमारा डेटा कुछ हमको बता रहा है. एंड वी वर कॉन्स्टेंटली टॉकिंग टू आर क्रिएटर्स एंड टू आर व्यूअर्स कि इसमें क्या लग रहा है आपको, इसमें क्या लग रहा है. दैट गेव अस अ लॉट ऑफ इनसाइट्स. तो पहले डेटा देखा, फिर इनसाइट आई, फिर सॉर्ट ऑफ सही चीज़ बनाया. इट्स वेरी हार्ड, मतलब सोशल कॉमर्स इज हार्ड, सोशल एंटरटेनमेंट इज हार्डर, बिकॉज यहाँ पे तो आपके पास कोई प्लेबुक नहीं है. एंड द प्रॉब्लम बिकम्स आपको कोई प्लेस कैसे करे. लाइक कोई बोलेगा, अभी भी मेरे को पूछते हैं, सो आर यू द ट्विच ऑफ इंडिया, बोला नहीं आई एम नॉट द ट्विच ऑफ इंडिया. आर यू द डिस्कॉर्ड ऑफ इंडिया, दैट मेड मी ऑल्सो थिंक आई वाज लाइक सम वॉट मे बी कम्युनिटीज है ये हैं, बट नॉट अ लिटरल. मैंने एक बार किसी को सवाल पूछा था, आई वाज लाइक यार जब वो बना था सबसे पहले उसको भी तो पूछा होगा ना, वॉट आर यू द एक्स ऑफ, तो वाई इज इट ओके फॉर अ US कंपनी to not be the X of anything and they could sort of create the 0 to 1.
Yeah.
And when you're building here, you have to be the Uber of India or X of India. Why do you need to do that? You could be build something which is very Indian or innate in your sort of view, and वहाँ से आप build करो, expand करो. I think our investors and everyone sort of saw through that. And तब से अब तक में the journey has been very interesting, rewarding. So yeah.
I think the X of is a way for investors to draw parallels and measure risk.
Correct.
Because without that, You can't draw a line through a single data point.
Exactly.
अगर multiple data points हैं तो then you can draw that line and say कि ठीक है ये है.
Correct.
But that's the underwriting limitation. कि if you are not the X of something, it becomes hard to. But I completely agree with you. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That you cannot have a second order level underwriting thesis. This can become this. What has been I like the word you use on PayPal mafia or Flipkart mafia or even IDDelhi mafia for example, which is there is something that group of people get in terms of DNA, which they carry forward that massively increases the chances of success in their next innings after that. What is it that Flipkart taught you? Because I'll tell you very honestly, I've been to many startup offices in India, especially these, you know, horizontal marketplace, because we sell on all of them, right? And nowadays I'm super... I see the energy in, for example, a Blinkit office or a Zepto office or an Instamart office. It's crazy because they're seeing like this crazy day-on-day growth. Matlab agar tum ek hafte mein feature nahi launch kar pa rahe ho and you don't stay up with competition, you like lose six months, right? But what I experienced with Flipkart in that 2014-2015 when I used to go there as a part of McKinsey, but even with Bombay Shaving Company in 2016-2017 was insane, yaar. Like the way that organization thinks about growth, about capital allocation, about risk, about people empowerment is outside in wildly impressive. But you were there for 4-5 years and you took a lot of that into your... So tell me a little bit about what are the things you took away from Flipkart which made success at Elo a lot more kind of guaranteed in a way.
I think so Flipkart, they call it three values, audacity, bias for action and customer centricity. ABC karke hamari values hoti thi.
Audacity, bias for action and customer centricity.
Okay. I think live through that here. Matlab audacity and to each his own. Matlab har koi ke liye wo takeaway bahut alag hoga. You meet another flipster, they might have another takeaway. For me na, the idea of risk taking came from Flipkart. Because aapko ek budget mila hai. आप इतनी बड़ी आप CMs के टारगेट हिट कर रहे हो, आप ये कर रहे हो, वो कर रहे हो, टू बी एबल टू टेक अ बेट ऑन सर्टन थिंग्स कि यार मेरे को इस जूते की 1,00,000 पीस चाहिए, मैं बेच लूँगा, मैं फिगर आउट कर लूँगा कैसे बेचना है.
क्रेजी नो,
दैट्स क्रेजी ना, दैट गिव्स यू अ लॉट ऑफ पावर बिकॉज आप कुछ अलग ही बना रहे हो. मतलब आप जा रहे हो किसी ब्रांड के पास और आप बोल रहे हो यार ये बैकपैक मेरे को सही लग रहा है, इसको इस प्राइस पे आप डिलीवर करो. वी क्रिएटेड समथिंग कॉल्ड एज SMUs एट दैट टाइम, स्पेशली मैन्युफैक्चर्ड यूनिट्स. ये फ्लिपकार्ट ही लाया था मार्केट में, लाइसेंस मॉडल्स, बहुत सारी चीज़ें हम लोग लाए थे. एंड फ्लिपकार्ट में फ्लिपकार्ट फैशन, लॉट ऑफ दीज थिंग्स वर पायनियर्ड बाय देम. तो वो लाना, अटोनमी जो आपको मिलती थी और रिस्क टेकिंग जो देखा है मैंने, आई थिंक फॉर एन एंटरप्रेन्योर इफ़ यू डोंट नो हाउ टू टेक रिस्क देन इट्स वेरी डिफिकल्ट बिकॉज यू आर टेकिंग लाइक 40 डिसीजंस एनी गिवन डे एंड यू आर हैविंग अ ग्रेट डे 50% ऑफ देम आर गोइंग राइट कि मतलब चलो भाई कुछ कुछ तो सही आ रहा है. फ्लिपकार्ट टॉट मी दैट बिकॉज बहुत अर्ली आप एक सीनियर मैनेजर हो, आपको एक छोटा सा कुछ चार्टर दे दिया है, नाउ यू आर सपोज टू सॉर्ट ऑफ फिगर आउट भाई इसको लॉन्च कैसे करें, क्या प्राइसिंग पे करें, वॉट इज़ द रिस्क एंड द अबिलिटी दैट इफ़ यू फेल यू विल नॉट बी लुक डाउन अपॉन, फेलियर इज़ ओके. ये आपको फीलिंग ट्रेडिशनल ऑफलाइन में नहीं आती, ये फीलिंग मुझे बिफोर दैट आई नेवर गॉट राइट बिकॉज wherever else you are, failure seems expensive. Failure doesn't seem like something that people are okay with.
Yeah.
At Flipkart, failure seemed like a way to discover truth. And I think that was important because arriving at the truth of what people will buy, at what price, at what frequency, all of that you need to experiment. So Flipkart taught me that. Flipkart also taught me leadership because very early managing a team of 25 people, 30 people, you understand very quickly ki yaar karna kaise hai, kis tarah se, and a lot of them are new playbooks because as a founder now also every day you learn something new, but at that time being a people manager very early on, like in FMCG, a lot of other careers, you don't get people management till a lot of years, right? There on day one I'm managing certain people, and there are people that you're working, like I joined Flipkart when I was, I think, मैं तभी 30 का भी नहीं था, है ना, अभी आज से 9 साल पहले, आई वॉज 27-28, तो उस टाइम पे यू आर मैनेजिंग पीपल हु आर एल्डर देन यू. अब आप कैसे बोलो, आप उनको ऑफलाइन में, आप PNG में, लॉरियल में, कई लोगों को मैं सर बुलाता था, यहाँ पे अपने ही खुद के टीम मेंबर को आप सर बुलाओगे बड़ा अजीब लगेगा राइट. सो हाउ डू यू मैनेज देम, हाउ डू यू डू दैट, पीपल मैनेजमेंट, रिस्क टेकिंग, बींग वेरी ऑथेंटिक एंड अंडरस्टैंडिंग डेटा वेल, that sort of is something as well that I learned from Flipkart. I think we kicked Amazon's ass all that period. Sorry, I don't know if they're able to use that word, but
no, absolutely.
I think we kicked them because there was a huge group of motivated people here. Matlab ek room mein jaate the to we were like ye karna hai, phodna hai is bar, kya pricing, what would take us to this kind of a sale limit in Big Billion. 12:01 pe jab Big Billion shuru hota tha, वी यूज टू नो अगले 5 दिन कैसे जाने वाले हैं बिकॉज वो 1 से 1.5 मिनट का स्पाइक देख के वी वुड अंडरस्टैंड.
ओह रियली?
इट वॉज दैट डेटा ओरिएंटेड. एवरी वेयर यू विल सी मॉनिटर्स, 12:02 AM वी वुड नो कि भाई कौन सी कैटेगरी कितने पे स्पाइक कर रही है. वी वुड हैव टारगेट्स फॉर एवरी मिनट एंड दैट वुड फ्लैश एंड वी वुड शाउट, वी वुड बी लाइक मेन्स एक्सेसरीज इज एट 140%, ऑल ऑफ दैट. वो लेवल ऑफ डेटा मैंने वहाँ पर देखा है and I could see that competition is reacting slowly, they could act very fast. When you're in a space, like you gave an example of Blinkit, in our space we are competing with, let's say, a ShareChat, exactly, and a few others. If you understand the value of moving fast and executing on first principles, you'll win ultimately. It's a matter of time when you will win, but you will win if you're playing your cards right, you're getting the strategy right. You can't get the strategy wrong, otherwise that's a different conversation altogether. But wo sab cheeze humne Flipkart mein sikhi, that how do you be super data oriented, you've taken some risks and you don't call out a team member because that risk did not work. You figure out the learnings from there and you move on and give a better opportunity to sort of experiment again. That just unclips your wings because then you're like, yaar kar sakte hain. We can figure out newer and newer sort of things, and that gives you confidence because now you've managed a team, you've managed actual company cash, like you've negotiated with business finance. The person who was our business finance manager, Ramesh, he's now the CFO of Zepto. So Ramesh Bafna, so interacted with them, understood. So you work with very high pedigree people here.
Correct.
I mean, I think the big factor there is when you're working with high pedigree people,
you learn,
you challenge yourself because you want to be the best. And then you learn a lot, like all those discussions when you present there, it gives you a different ball game kind of a learning. And then when you start, you have a certain wisdom. Yaar dekha hai, bahut kuch dekha hai, ye bhi kar lenge. And hamare mein jaise matlab ilo ke aap kabhi office mein aoge, to hamari ek wall hai. Us pe humne ek hamari saying likhi hai. धक्का लगा 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 हुआ विच जस्ट मीन्स कि आप जब स्टार्ट कर रहे हो ना, धक्का बहुत लगाना पड़ेगा शुरू में, बट एक बार आपका धक्का लग गया तो गाड़ी चल जाएगी.
सो मोमेंटम बिल्डिंग,
मोमेंटम बिल्डिंग, दैट्स ऑल स्टफ दैट आई लर्नड एट फ्लिपकार्ट.
व्हाट पार्ट ऑफ दैट डीएनए वाज सचिन एंड विनी, डिड यू एवर इंटरेक्ट विद देम?
आई एक्चुअली वेंट टू सर्टन when Sachin was building Project Ice, which was, he was building a brand Billion at Flipkart, went with him to footwear factories. So hum log jaake dekhte the ki SKUs kaise hain. I'd represented footwear with him a couple of times, interacted with them in parts. Of course, I wouldn't say on a daily basis, but in town halls, and sometimes if they want to do a category immersion deep dive, if I'm a part of that, interacted with them. Very inspirationally. I mean,
you saw this DNA of Flipkart, yes, coming from them in a,
yes,
big way?
Yes, I did. So I could see a lot of DNA where with Sachin, whenever we interacted, we could see vision, we could see a sense of wanting to build processes, wanting to solve with technology rather than just relying on operations. With Bini, he had done e-cart before, in the earlier sort of stint, before becoming the sort of CEO. So we could see a lot of understanding of grassroots processes, etc. So very different skill sets. And it was very inspiring to watch them. I mean, because we knew by 2015-16, we had seen multiple things. We had seen the Snapdeal time where we were competing on a very heavy turf. We saw Amazon. Towards the end, I also saw Meesho,
yeah,
and all of that. So, bahut phases dekhe, bahut kuch dekha, saw their DNA. Kalyan came in. With Kalyan, it was a very different learning.
Solid CEO, no?
Yeah. So, learning very different execution, process, selection, price, the entire e-com framework that we sort of work on, right? So, went very deep into that. So all leaders, I think, teach you something very different. And it's all about how you observe and take away something. For us, for me especially, it was, yaar, yahan se bahut kuch seekhne mil raha hai. Kisi se mujhe technology focus samajh mein aa raha hai. For some, it's just process, follow-up. You understand the power of just following up. Matlab, wo aapko aise type of setup mein dikhta hai ki, yaar, ye aap bahut taken for granted rakhte ho. But the best people will not just say something, they'll follow up either, yeah, over an email or in person. You learn all of that while observing their behavior. So, bahut kuch udhar se sikha.
Another thing about Flipkart I really admire is that they have genuinely democratized wealth creation among startup employees. I still talk to people who, you know, whose ESOPs kind of mature and, you know, yeah, are liquidated, or the whole phone pay thing where like a lot of people made a lot of money.
Even I got something at that time. So
right? And they also do a lot of effort in making sure it's tax friendly,
correct,
structured very well. Kalyan is, again, extremely thoughtful about this. So not only culture of, you know, empowerment and agency, but also wealth creation and incentivization. It's a beautiful example,
correct,
of a company that is truly, and even at that time, 2015, 2016, they had some really good talent here. Ankit, Sachin, Bini to thai, but I think I remember Puneet Soni I had interacted with once. He was there, yeah, for a short time. Anant, they came in for Myntra. Saikir and Krishnamurthy had come. Mukesh, of course, had come after the Myntra acquisition. It was a solid leadership team.
A solid team, and even your peer group, actually. A lot of times, it's underappreciated sometimes, but even the peer group at Flipkart is phenomenal. Like, wahan par logon ke saath kaam karo, people with very high autonomy, very, very high agency in that sense that yaar ye karna hai, very supportive. Bahut hi amazing sort of time where you'll work with people, actual first principle thinkers, and problem solving kya hoti hai na, matlab ye war, matlab you understand a lot of things. War room kya hai, like people getting into a room, solving a problem and not stepping out until everything is truly solved, or just seeing a sales happening live, ki yaar kaise ho raha hai, kya bug fix karna hai, kya karna hai, consumer centricity ye aapko wahan se samajhti hai. Given my background, when I was joining Flipkart, us time par mere paas do offer the. It was Flipkart and Google.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, I had got Google and I had got Flipkart at that time. I went with Flipkart because I was like, yaar, that, like I told you, I thought that, yaar, khud ka jab kuch banana hai aapko long term mein, to a setup, and I heard from a lot of people that the culture is such that you'll get a lot of autonomy, etc. It was, of course, Google was a very, very tempting brand name, and when you go to their office, it feels even more tempting. Yaar, yehi kaam karna chahiye, but always sort of wanted to do something different. So Flipkart, the choice of picking Flipkart is something I never regret. Because the learning you get, the agency you get from there, the leadership, you're right. Lot of them, like I used to be a part of Rishi's team. Rishi is now the founder of Goat
oh,
Brand.
Sachdeva.
Yeah. Rishi Vasudeva.
Vasudeva, sorry. Yeah.
So amazing leader, working with him, working with many others, Sharon, Nandita, who are now at Myntra leadership. Amazing, amazing sort of a leader.
Nandita Sinha.
Aminda Sinha, yes, she was at Flipkart earlier. So working with them, phenomenal folks. So unke saath aap jab kaam karoge, seekhoge, as seniors or peers, you learn a lot naturally. And then a lot of what you do in entrepreneurship seems very intuitive.
Yeah.
यार ये सब आपने किया है, ये आपने देखा है.
Intuition has come from experience.
Correct. And ultimately that is intuition. You have certain inkling that मुझे ये पता है, and वो you shape your intuition muscle through a lot of experience. So that helps.
बढ़िया. Before we let you go, Saurabh, I think it's amazing to hear the story of Ilo Ilo. Yeah, like breaking down the like, and I love this, right? Whenever we have a conversation, it's usually industry institution person, right? And in this case, you know, the industry of social networking, and right. You know, now it's amazing for the viewers to even understand, because they're watching us on a ironically asynchronous platform.
Correct.
Right? But to understand how you think about not only having a way to kind of redisrupt that space, but also kind of solve a social issue, to understanding your background and like kind of your motivation and your journey, to of course at an institution level, what you're doing with Ilo Ilo is amazing in terms of monetization and users, but also the institution of Flipkart, which kind of I think should be celebrated a lot more than it is right now.
Correct.
And I'm glad in this conversation we were able to talk about, you know, the people, the culture, the DNA, the founder energy that kind of continues to be there many years after kind of they have been hands off in the business.
Okay.
So this conversation has been really, really helpful for me, and I'm sure for my viewers. But before we let you go, Saurabh, a lot of people watching us are, you know, kind of aspiring entrepreneurs, looking for that nudge, looking for that, you know, piece of courage to take that leap of faith. And actually have amazing, they're always, and also with Shark Tank and all the, you know, media and press around, funding round and this and that. I think good part is people have now made entrepreneurship mainstream, but for a large part of, you know, the population, it still feels like a risky thing to do, which it is. It's irrational. But for anyone who's watching, and I think our time will be well spent if even one of them kind of goes to build their own company. Any final words of encouragement, advice, observation, anything that you think will help them take that leap?
Yeah, I think I always say this to my team, if I can do it, anyone can do it. Because I come from a very different background, not an engineering background, not a traditional sort of background where I tinkered with a lot of startup ideas and did this. I have two pieces of advice, and I generally like to give practical advice only, jo unko sort of use ho. Kyunki mereko jab mili thi, mujhe kafi vague advice mili thi. To mereko lagta hai ki practical advice dunga, shayad unko bahut help ho. One is, whatever you're doing, my whole belief is that you could be working anywhere. Being excellent at whatever you're doing at this point of time, being in that top 1% gives you an enormous confidence that when you will leave this, you could be working at a job that maybe you don't like. You could be studying, you could be whatever, you could be trying another gig. Being excellent at that, doing your best, being super structured, planning things well, delivering well, I think there is no better confidence than experience. Because jab aapko thoda success milta hai in whatever you're doing, aapko lagta hai that whatever else I try, I should be able to do a decent enough job. The first big thing is, before you start, just ensure that whatever you did prior to this, you actually did a damn good job of it, which you could look at your conscience and say, yaar, maine bahut acha fight mara. Like the word I would say is fight maro yaar. Matlab wo marna bahut zaruri hai. The second big thing is, I think this, the decade that we are in right now, I think there are going to be massive opportunities. I don't think people are even 1% off when they say this is India's decade, the next few decades belong to us. People are getting more and more aspirational. Consumerism in India, the number of products that people are buying, the number of sort of choices that people have, and the more that they need. Like, I was watching sort of interviews where people said demand to sort of or quality supply chahiye. When you have those kind of opportunities, of course you're there, and as an entrepreneur, it's about your job to pick problem areas that you're passionate about. So I think the opportunity is really there.
Yeah.
I would always say that if you're starting up, look at a combination of the whole idea that people say, your passion and what the world really needs, and if you really have that skill set for it, then wahan par aapka sort of real trifecta banta hai. So if you are passionate about something and you believe that this could be a very large opportunity, I think you should give it a shot. You could always figure out ways that you've tried it with your gig and you've only left when you have some more confidence. You could figure out various things. Like, I left when I felt that yaar itne kam se kam savings honi chahiye ki agle kuch saal aap struggle nahi karoge puri tarah life mein. Maybe you live lesser than your means, but you should be able to at least have that. And when you have that, I think the kind of things you can build, you have to go on to the other side. Aap ek bar wo risk loge, when you move to the other side, you will realize that you will be able to deliver on a lot of things. And it's an experience, even if you fail, you won't regret it at all. Like, if something were to happen that your startup didn't work out, the experience will make you so valuable that you'll be very valuable for somebody who hires you next, yeah, or somewhere else that you go. Like, I work with entrepreneurs who've had maybe a failed venture. I don't call it a failed venture at all. I'm saying it right now just to address that point. I would always say it was a great learning, man, because that got you to either being an amazing product manager, which you weren't earlier,
yeah,
or understanding technology, which you didn't earlier, or maybe building processes that you didn't earlier. So those guys end up becoming amazing people as part of core teams. And now you have so many gigs, your founder's office, you have a lot. So you'll figure out something after your startup gig, but don't hold back because of the risk. Figure out your current thing, figure out your savings, and then give it a shot is something I would, of course, urge your audience to do.
Brilliant. That's amazing advice. Before we let you go, I think we have some questions from folks who watch. The first one is on a non-tech founder being at the core and leading a pure out-and-out tech company at the, you know, from a DNA standpoint. You talk about, you know, you're a non-traditional, all of that, but I'm sure when it comes to day-to-day, day in the life of Saurabh, yeah, I'm sure you're taking a lot of tech calls, you're working with very smart engineers and product managers and so on. So how does that work? Do you see that as a limitation? You see that as an opportunity? You see that as something that you need to learn a lot more than, let's say, someone else?
I see that as a massive opportunity. I mean, I never looked at it as a limitation because, one, while I was building my core team, the one thing I knew is that your business, content, marketing, a lot of these chops I have. While working at Flipkart, I understood the bare fundamentals of technology. How does the app work? How is it built? What is the front-end infra? What is the back-end infra? What is DevOps? All of those points were well understood while being at Flipkart. While at Elo Elo, I've been very fortunate working with some amazing engineers who we've been able to sort of bring on board because they were so excited, yeah, in building something which is Elo Elo. What you realize is that it's not a tech-enabled platform, right? It's a tech-only platform. Like, the app is all we have,
yeah,
right? So it's pure tech. And in a way, it's very deep immersive because you're solving for latency, concurrency. As a founder who's non-tech, I like to think of it as, when you're building a company, you're running sprints, right? And I don't mean like the whole literal way that, but in tech, you run an agile framework, you run sprints, you ship features. The idea doesn't change. I mean, it's all first principles if you think about it. Like, you do what is right for your users. You have a certain roadmap. You want to ship things. You ask your best engineers that, hey, this is what I want to ship. What does this mean in terms of complexity? Mere initial sawal yahi sab hote the, that how complex is this? When would we ship? And then you go deeper. When they say this is a 7-day effort versus a 2-day effort, you understand what are the technical chops that are needed to pull this off. You understand what systems design is. You understand a low-level design. You understand a high-level design, LLD, HLD kya hai. You understand how complex features are shipped. Like, we shipped games, which is very complex. Yeah. Like, how are you going to build an H5 game or a Unity-based game on your platform? So learning those frameworks, I think it came naturally to me as a builder because working with technologists, they're very generous in teaching you things during conversations. And if you have curiosity, there's GitHub, there's so many sources, Stack Overflow, where you can just search and you could understand what these concepts are. So for me, I think very personally, it was this thing of, I don't want to feel stupid in a room. So I'll zyada rehearse karke aunga, main zyada padhunga. But I always felt that I would learn something from that conversation with my engineers. Because I'm a non-tech founder, it comes as an opportunity for me that I could learn, I could sort of build this. And I actually think building a tech company, for me, it's like playing a strategy game, which is very turn-based. Think about it. It's like playing chess.
Yeah.
And you win by getting the most number of turns.
Yeah.
Because if you're playing a game, the whole idea is it could be Uno, it could be chess, anything that you could think of. You win by ensuring that you don't run out of turns. You win by ensuring that you're still playing the larger sort of table. You're still available there. And you do that by shipping consistently. You ship good features. You work with your tech team and ensure that your product and tech fundamentals are brought in together. We call it product design and tech. They sit on the same floor. They work harmoniously together. As a founder, you have to sort of just ensure that they are all working in sync. they are shipping features which are meaningful to the consumer, and we follow everything. I mean, we'll follow sprint, we'll follow retrospectives, all of those sort of standard designs. But you learn that while working with the best engineers. And I was very lucky, I would say. A lot of people who joined us very early on the mission are still here, 3 years, three and a half years into Elo, and they're sort of enjoying this ride. So unse bahut seekhne mila hai, and that has been the whole crux of working as a non-tech founder in this space.
That's amazing. That's very inspiring, because a lot of people are just overwhelmed by the fear of it.
Yeah.
So hearing this will actually be very helpful. The second one is around venture capital and the ability for venture capital to take moonshot ideas where comparables or parallels don't exist, or, you know, India is kind of creating the first of its kind. How has that been? Like, how has it been to kind of raise capital? You've raised 40 million, but I'm sure you've been in frustrating conversations where, you know, people have asked you for stuff that might not be relevant or you might not have.
I think raising...
You think people get it? Like, you think the web investing community gets it?
I think the people who came in, we were very sort of clear that I would want to work with people who are not coming in just for the numbers, but they actually have a thesis or they like this space. By the way, I'll tell you my perspective, because this is again something I thought about while reflecting on this. Words like thesis, words like investment philosophy, cold email, warm intro, ये सब तो मुझे इसमें आके समझ में आया. This is not something that was relevant to me while I was working. But I actually empathize and understand a lot about Indian investors, because like we have some of the best folks. We have Waterbridge, we have Kalari, we have Lumika. I love working with these guys who've sort of come in on our cap table. We have some of the best global investors who've chosen to partner with us. Griffin is one of the largest media and gaming investors, Courtside, etc., who came in. My learning around working, especially with a lot of Indian investors, was I think that the perception is somewhere incorrect in the market. I think Elo is a moonshot. If you really think about it, I'm a beneficiary of this problem statement, because if they didn't invest in moonshot bets, something like Elo had no right to win would not have existed. Is the capital pool available as large as what it is available to, let's say, an US counterpart of Elo? No, because a lot of family offices, a lot of wealth that is going into, let's say, the public markets has still not come into the private markets. That's changing now with ex-entrepreneurs such as yourself investing, many others becoming LPs in a lot of these funds. I think that's starting to change. That changes the way they look at risk, because ultimately when you are building something in venture, you want to basically have winners in your portfolio who are giving the outsized 20x, 100x return. The power law really applies there, right? So you want them to be successful, and yet you are working with a certain capital allocation. You have to limit your exposure. So I would say that yes and no. I mean, I've seen stuff in India which was very large, could have been, and did not get the kind of venture sort of backing that it did. And I've also sort of been at the beneficiary end of it, where people have supported us. Like the first check at Elo came in when we were just launching the app. So somebody believed in us at a time where we had like an APK, and we said that, yaar, ye bana rahe hain, ye kar rahe hain. And they liked the passion, they liked the fire that we had in building it. And while that may be a modest bet as compared to what, let's say, a US investor would put in a seed stage, you may not see that 50 million seed bet or something. But I would still say, given where we are a GDP per capita of 2,700, etc. At 2,600, 700, these are very large bets for people to put in 2 million, 10 million, 5 million into a bet like ours, because they were very clear, either this is very large or this doesn't work out, but we are willing to work with you, we are willing to take this risk, and we are willing to go down this road with you, because there is no comparable. And I mean, I've been very lucky working with people who have actually worked together in helping me learn. I mean, one of the lines that really sort of, I spoke with one of our investors, and she had told me that you're going to be having a lot of cheerleaders in your journey, right? People who are just going to be saying, yaar badhiya kar rahe ho, ekdam sahi hai, ye bhi banate jao. What you really need from your partner, and I got this a lot from my partner, partners are people who ask you the right questions, and they make you think and reflect. That yaar ye kyun kar rahe ho, what is the rationale, what is the reason why you're doing this. So I think that learning you get while working with a lot of these amazing sort of VCs, I love sending my monthly update emails to them that ye hit hua, ye ARR, ye, because then they realize that yeah, we are on to something.
Trajectory
and
is clear.
The trajectory is there. There's a guy that we backed. And especially when you're backing a solo founder, so aap socho, solo founder ko aap back kar rahe ho. He does not come from a tech background, but he's learning with you. Then I think the charm in this is just be radically transparent. Like when you're super honest, you will see VCs taking outsized bets. Like our last round was pre-revenue. People liked our concept. People liked it. And people knew we had potential. And this time we just sent an email saying, yeah, we were looking at exiting this year. It would have been a great year had we hit like a 10 million run rate in the first 10, 12 months. We are going to be exiting it at a 24, 25 minimum. And we were like, I think we'll be the fastest company in a year to get to a 25 million run rate in India. So somewhere the gut feel that you had in backing us, and there's no data because how would you compare it? You will de-risk yourself by seeing certain global comparables, but you can't really sort of create an apples to apples comparison. So we were absolute beneficiaries of this concept, and I think a lot of entrepreneurs would be. So, yeah.
Awesome. Saurabh, thank you so much. Yeah, this has been such a pleasure, and I'm sure our viewers will benefit. I have learned so much from you, and thank you for taking the time and coming over.
Thank you so much. It was great. Thank you.